Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. Maybe not as easy, for one thing, especially if you and mom are not in the same place. How to say Happy Mother's Day? And we talked about maybe some tech solutions, but, you know, what's the standard Mother's Day deal? Well, no matter how you dice it or slice it, it's flowers of some sort. And we're going to talk to Steve Dime about that. Welcome, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
Glad you joined us. So, Flowers for Dreams, locally crafted flowers online. So people don't have to come to the store. They order this online, and then you do hand delivery in Chicago, Detroit, and Milwaukee?
Yes, correct. And you kind of said it. Flowers are time-tested. We hope they're a part of Mother's Day forever. Yeah, we sell bouquets as straightforward as one price, $35 inclusive of delivery, and you can get it anywhere in Chicagoland, Detroit, or Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That, by the way, is great, because when you say one price, most people who go to the online flower stuff, they pick out their bouquet and it's $35. And then they go to check out and they find it's $10 for this and it's $20 for that. And they paid $60 before they're out the door for their $35 flowers.
Well, you know, that's part of the impetus behind the whole brand. We started it about 8 years ago now in 2012 as college kids. And we were trying to solve our own problem, right? That bouquets start at $19.99 online and they end up at $60 and they arrive in a UPS box, suffocated and unwell. And we wanted an option that, one, fit our budget as young men for our girlfriends in our case. And we came up with the $35 price. And originally, not only was delivery free, but we delivered on bicycle all around the city. And that's kind of how people started to know of us.
Well, the idea that you can deal with the person who is compiling the flowers, right there, that's such a benefit. Because, of course, when you're using the standards, the FTDs and Telefloras, it's sort of a crapshoot. You may get something great, but you really don't know. The shop you're ordering from is not necessarily anything to do with the shop that's actually delivering the flowers.
Correct. And that's the challenge. Most of those companies you named are marketing services. They're acquiring an order. They're sending it to a local florist to fulfill it. And along the way, there's kind of some misaligned incentives. That local florist doesn't get to brand it with their own name. They're giving 15, 20, or even 25% of the cut back to the marketing company. And so in our case, we do everything in-house. We source the flowers here. We have some peonies that are grown in both southern Illinois and Arkansas, a lot of Midwest-grown flowers right now for us. And then we design them in-house, and we deliver them by hand.
One of the things that's been in the news of late in terms of impact of the pandemic has been the supply chain of flowers. Have you noticed that it's more difficult to get what you want?
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of empathy for our growers in particular. You know, thankfully on our end of the spectrum and that with the end users and retail, we haven't seen, I think, the brunt of it yet, but our growers are they're making plans for 2-4 months out, right? They're planting many months in advance, and there's no one to take the flower. So April in particular, all the product was already grown. In some cases, it was already in air freight or ground freight, and much of it was wasted, like you've read.
Yeah, which is so sad. You hear about that in terms of you just wish it could have been delivered to nursing homes or somewhere rather than, you know, just tossed, which is really sad to think about. But you're right, as things gear up, if the growers are forecasting for the future, there might be a real lack coming.
Yeah, and that's you hit the nail on the head. In our case, we did have, you know, we're ordering a couple weeks out. We can have a just-in-time inventory. So we, again, didn't bear as much of the brunt as our suppliers or even the growers. But we had some excess the week everything got locked down here in Illinois in the city of Chicago. So we delivered nearly 400 bouquets, petite bouquets, as we call them, to healthcare workers on the front lines. And this was the second week of March, so pretty early on.
That's great. Now, we know that flowers are traditional for Mother's Day, period. But, of course, it's not one size fits all. It's not like you're giving a dozen roses to your sweetheart. This can come in every shape and variety. And one of the things you've got is do-it-yourself plants. Obviously, they're not growing them. So what's that about?
Yeah, well, flowers are running low right now. You mentioned our supply chain's been a bit disrupted. So we've pivoted a bit to plants. They last longer in our space. We can keep them alive easier, and it's a fun way to spend quarantine, which is an isolated situation as is. You know, plants are known to improve moods and reduce anxiety and improve air quality in your home. So we've started doing the DIY plant, which is basically a plant arriving with some of the tools, a watering can and soil to pot it yourself with a video tutorial we send alongside it. Or you can buy an already potted plant, and that's been really popular.
Oh, I'll bet that is, sure. Now, traditionally, we think in the more recent years, florists very often have also had food baskets, whether it's fruit or it's candy or whatever. I would think that's probably a harder deal right now.
Yeah, you know, we've always stayed away from, I think, two things now that in hindsight look pretty good, decisions we've made over the years is, one, we don't have retail shops. We never really invested much in walk-in traffic and the whole storefront display business. And unfortunately, you know, that's been hard hit. Our business has always been online and delivery, even though it's fulfilled locally. And then the second piece is we've avoided edibles. We've never really considered having a lot of the upsells or add-ons. That originally started because we didn't think necessarily that balloons and cupcakes go with flowers. They didn't have to. We wanted something a little more tasteful and straightforward. And now, yes, with all the supply chain disruptions, avoiding the perishability of yet another product, food or otherwise, has benefited us.
I can see that. With regard to the $35 bouquet, you know, it's interesting, as you know, I'm sure, much better than I ever could. $35 can be spectacular or it can be so ho-hum. What is it about the selection that makes it a spectacular bouquet?
I think the thing that most people know us by, Flowers for Dreams, is that second part of our name. Every bouquet that we sell since we started benefits a different amazing local charity. We give one quarter of our profits from that $35 bouquet and from all our bouquets to a different amazing nonprofit in the community. So right now in May, all of our Mother's Day orders are benefiting Hope for the Day in Chicago, which is raising attention and awareness for mental health. Right now, mental illness, depression is under a special microscope, and we're trying to shed a light on it by selling flowers.
That's great. It's terrific. Well, thanks for taking time out to join us, and thanks for what you're doing. And I want to, again, give this website, because that's the heart of it, flowersfordreams.com. And it's just like it sounds. It's all lowercase, all one word. Just spell it out, flowersfordreams.com. Good luck, Stephen.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. So local business, and not only local to Chicago, but as we were saying, Milwaukee, Detroit, that will deliver what they in fact compile and give a quarter of it to charity. So there's a Mother's Day choice for you, and especially if you can't get to Mother's Day and you are looking for something on the more traditional side, can't beat flowers.